Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Want to focus on a conversation that perhaps many of us have been talking about in various circles, and that's just the difficulty of running a business in South Africa. Whilst we are aware that there are some solutions that have been brought to the fore, reprieve in terms of load shedding, some solutions for our freight rail and logistics and port delays that we've been seeing that have impacted the supply chain, but also just the amount of red tape and dynamism that we need in the business environment. Some of these changes are taking place, but there's also some companies that have taken strain. The likes of AutoZone, Tongaat Hewlett, big companies that we've discussed here on the show who find themselves going through business rescue. And of course, others that have since been liquidated, like Ellie's, the technology group, which through the liquidation has actually sold its brand now to a different platform online purchasing company. But we're going to take a look at Stats SA. They had figures releasing the data that essentially highlighted that over the last year, we've seen about 750 businesses shut down in South Africa. But this is a lower figure from what we saw the year prior. So we're really going to just reflect on the trend versus the month-on-month number and help contextualize what the business environment in South Africa truly has been like pre-elections, post-elections, and of course, additional factors that are required in order to lead to business sustainability. We join on the line by a good friend of the show, the president of, CEO of the South African Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Sirki, that's Alan Mokoki. Always a pleasure to speak to you, sir.
Good evening to you, Kuko, and your listeners as well.
Always good to speak to you. I know that I nearly changed your title there for a second, but glad we were able to correct it quickly.
I'll take the precedent at the time.
I'm happy to change that for the nation as well, but that's a whole separate conversation. And when we talk about business shutdowns and liquidations in South Africa, we know that it is quite dire. And looking at the stats from Statistics South Africa, it does paint a bleak picture, though it is slightly better in comparison to what we had a year before. From your perspective and what you see from your members, and I guess just the sentiment that's been shared, does this correlate with the stats and figures we see from Stats SA?
Well, yeah, I think that we do see the same elements, and it was predictable anyway, given the fact that the business cycle is negative and has been negative for several quarters, so to speak. You know, it's a simple equation. If people are not working, people are not generating income. If people are not generating income, then people are not buying goods and services. So people who are in business are going to be going into a world where rising levels of unemployment basically means the clients that they used to have, the customers that they used to have before, are no longer there. Then you add the other components of the business cycle in terms of the interest rate factor and lack of economic growth. If immediately what happens is that people used to have disposable income, they start to worry a lot about, you know, because we keep making this point that a lot of the people in South Africa are spending most of their disposable income or most of their income, not just disposable, into what to the fire sector. You know, obviously a gift from the monetary authorities, because what means is that most of people's money, they go into servicing financial obligations, insurance, real estate by way of rental, you know, and not much of that income is left to go into the productive sector of the economy, where you can then fund and you can fuel expenditure in goods as well as services. So that skewness means when interest rates go up, there is a shrinkage in respect of people worrying a lot about you know, what happens if there's another interest rate hike, because obviously I must now service my bond. Everybody has got a bond. Everyone has a home loan. Everyone has a credit card. When the interest rates go up, even if it's 25 basis points or 50 basis points, everybody else starts to worry a lot. So there isn't enough money for people to go fund, you know, clothes and fund other things, whatever, go on holiday, et cetera, et cetera. So that's a structural problem that definitely is with us, because we've complained as well as a chamber to say we don't understand when there's rising levels of unemployment, the monetary authorities are still keeping the interest rates very high because they are trying to control inflation. Mm-hmm. So you can't have it both ways. So you do need to get to a stage where a conversation around the monetary authorities and the idea of employment needs to be discussed. discussed. There's nothing new. People get excited, lose their heads. But the United States Congress long passed for the Federal Reserve that they have a dual mandate. One is the protection of the value of money, which is inflation, and the other one is full employment. So we're not immune to that, and we do have very high levels of unemployment. So the discussion needs to take place as a matter of urgency.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of these discussions, they are exogenous, though, to the role and function of leaders of business and industry, unfortunately, in South Africa. Are we finding, though, that there are additional tools or solutions that have been provided locally to abate the challenges that businesses typically struggle with?
I don't think that the tools are there, because we've been complaining now about unemployment probably for solidly 10, maybe years, and that's too long to have a consistent level of unemployment that is actually rising all the time, which means all the solutions that we have, whether they come from the fiscal or whether they come from the monetary authority, they are not actually working. I think that the time comes at a certain point in time where we, government and business and big labor and all the economists and all the analysts who actually look at business conditions and the environment to come back and to say, are we certain that the things that we've actually agreed on are actually the right things? Because remember, we don't have a situation here where between business and government there's been huge differences of opinion around how the monetary policy and the economic policy of the country should actually be run. I think that the former ruling party, now the bigger party in the GNU, has tended to be much more consultative when it comes to those particular issues, and tended to be more sensitive, and tended to also want to worry about the international perspective of how South Africa is actually viewed. So I think that the government has done what it needed to do, and I think that the business people have made their inputs. The economists that work for the financial sector and the mines in South Africa have been very, very influential with their policies in terms of how they believe economic, fiscal and monetary policy should actually be run. But I think that we have to be honest and accept that this is not really working, are they?
Yeah.
They're not working. The exchange rate has deteriorated over the period, over the last 10 years. The inflation environment has not necessarily improved, even though it's okay, but it doesn't necessarily make sense, because we can't be building an economy that's only good for the rich people, but it's not actually helping us in the long term to get most of the poor people into, which is actually in the interest of big business, because we want more people employed.
Yeah.
We want more people to have rising income so that our businesses can actually grow to become bigger. So businesses themselves are not growing. So the very topic that you're raising of so many businesses losing themselves in the process of shutting down and being in liquidation or going to business rescue is a testament to that. And we're not also having enough businesses opening. So whilst, yes, you are losing businesses, but we should be coming off a ratio where maybe we're losing maybe 2 or 3 businesses out of 20 that we're actually establishing. So the environment for even establishing businesses is increasingly very hard. That it only works for only the few people who already have some kind of capital formation or some kind of tangible asset that they may have built or they may have inherited. So in that particular context, you could argue the structure of the economy fundamentally will always favor those who did have assets, and those who did have assets generally historically in South Africa would actually be white. But yet the community that you want to be able to get more into business, to build the investment, to create the jobs, is actually the black community, and we're not actually doing enough in that environment to have the critical mass of new businesses that can actually create the jobs that we need and grow the economy and the revenue to the fiscus as well.
100%. Such an important conversation, and one that has so many levers to pull at in order for us to source solutions. But we'll leave it there for today, sir. Always appreciative of your time.
Thank you, Google. Thank you so much. Good night.
Thank you. That's Ellen Mogogi, who's the CEO of the South African Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Saki, joining us this evening to just reflect on the theme and the trend we've been seeing released by Stats SA, essentially saying that, yep, we have more than 700 businesses that have gone into business rescue, or rather liquidation. But this is a number that is lower than what we've seen in previous years. So, yes, there's still a concern of businesses struggling, essentially, but there's a trend that perhaps we are seeing a downward dip. So that might actually speak to the fact that businesses are seeking business rescue solutions a lot earlier in order to resuscitate, restructure, reorganize, and get the business fighting fit again, even if it's in a different form. But also noting that entrepreneurs are also looking for viable ways of seeking help when necessary to manage their debt. So, yeah, bittersweet, but need to focus on what else we can do in terms of enhancing those positives.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.